Pasuk says regarding the birth of Yisachar that Reuven went during the days of the wheat harvest, and he found dudoim, a type of fertility herb, and brought them to his mother Leah. Rachel said to Leah, "Please give me some of your son's dudoim." And Leah responded, "Is it a small matter that you have taken my husband Yaakov, and now you also wish to take my son's dudoim?" So Rachel said, "Yaakov was supposed to spend the night with me, but in exchange for the dudoim, I will give this night to you." Yaakov came back from the field in the evening, and Leah went out to greet him and said, "Eli tovoy, it is to me you must come. Kisachar sechartichah bidudoy bini, because I have hired you through the payment of giving Rachel the dudoy." The pasuk continues, "Vayishkav ima balayla ahu," and Yaakov slept with Leah that night. "Vatar vateled liyaakov ben chamishi," and Leah bore to Yaakov a fifth son. "Vatoymer Leah," and Leah said, "Nosan elikim sechori, Hashem has granted me my reward, asher nosati shivchosi leishi, for having given my shivcha zilpa to Yaakov in order to have more children." Vatikra shema Yisachar, and she called his name Yisachar. The name Yisachar is spelled with two sins. The Asakein Mibalia Toisvis explains that the two sins represent the two reasons why he was called Yisachar. He was called Yisachar from the word schar, reward, because Leah said, "Nosan elikim sechari, Hashem gave me my reward for giving Yaakov my shivcha." And also the second sin represents a second reason why he was called Yisachar. Yisachar from a lashon of sechirus, hiring. As Leah said, "Kisachar sechartichah, I have hired you, Yaakov, in exchange for the dudoyim." The Asakenim explains, it is for this reason that the second sin is silent. We pronounce it Yisachar and not Yisoschar, because the reason of Sochar Sechartichah, that Yaakov was hired for marital relations, was a davar shebeginai, and therefore the letter remains silent, and we pronounce the name Yisachar and not Yisoschar. The Asakenim says another reason why the second shin is silent. In Parshas Vayigash, when listing the children of Yisachar, it says that Yisachar had a son whose name was Yoiv. However, if you look in Parshas Pinchas, that same son is called Yashuv and not Yoiv. The Asakenim explains that after Yoiv was named, Yisachar realized that Yoiv was the name of an idol. Yisachar, not wanting that his son should share the same name as an Avodah Zarah, took the second sin from Yisachar and gave it to his son, changing his name from Yoiv to Yashuv. And that is why in Parshas Pinchas he is called Yashuv. It is for that reason that we do not pronounce the second sin in Yisachar, because that sin was given away to his son Yoiv. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his Sefer Taima Dekra, says that the Chazon Ish would tell the Baal Koreh, specifically in Parshas Vayetze, to pronounce Yisachar's name Yisoschar, and in the rest of the Torah to pronounce it Yisachar. Reb Chaim explains the reason, based on the Das HaKeinim we just said, because Parshas Vayetze speaks about the birth of Yisachar, and at Yisachar's birth, his name was Yisoschar, because he did not yet give away the sin. However, the next time Yisachar is mentioned, it is in Parshas Vayigash, where he already had children, and had already given away the letter sin to his son. We therefore pronounce his name, from that point and on, by the name Yisachar. In Sefer Likutei Ma'arich, another opinion is mentioned, that the Baal Koreh should pronounce his name Yisoschar until Parshas Pinchas, where we actually find the changing of Yoiv's name from Yoiv to Yashuv, and it is at that point that Yisachar lost the sin, and therefore it should only be read Yisachar from Parshas Pinchas and on. The second word for this week is a beautiful taich from the Klozer Megareba. The pasuk says, when Yaakov slept in the Mokam HaMikdash, he had a dream. And behold, there was a ladder whose base was on the ground. And the top of the ladder reached the sky. And behold, the malachim were going up and down the ladder. Says the Klozer Megareba, when a person wants to do tshuva, he must do it gradually. This way it will be a lasting transformation. However, one who goes to extremes may burn out and go right back to his old ways. The Klozer Megareba says that that's the taich of our pasuk. Vihine Sulam. If one does tshuva like a ladder, rung by rung, step by step, gradually. Mutzavarta. He starts out on the ground. However, Veroshe Magia Shamaima. Eventually, he will reach the sky. Vihine Malach Elikim. But if he wants to be a Malach Hashem in one day, by going to extremes, Oilin, he will go up at first. Vyordan boy, but immediately he will fall back to his old ways.